It is narrated by Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the master of Medina Munawwara, the inhabitant of the Green Dome, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, "O Ali, shouldn't I inform you of some words which you can recite at times of calamities and trouble?" He, meaning Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, humbly replied, "Definitely, please inform me. May my life be sacrificed upon you. I have indeed learnt all the virtuous and righteousness from you." He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Whenever difficulty befalls you, recite this. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim." Thus, with its blessing, Allah Azza wa Jal will remove those calamities which He wishes to remove. My dear Islami brothers and viewers of Madani channel, whenever you have an illness, debt to repay, judicial case, receive pain or distress from enemies or rivals, face unemployment, or whatever sort of calamity might be, your car broke down, you're stuck in a traffic jam, suffer financial or commercial loss, regardless of significance and intensity of the issue or the problem, develop the habit of always reading Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. If the intention is sincere, you'll reach your destination. That is, you'll become relieved from the calamities and the problems that you're facing. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, another preferred deed, another preferred action, another preferred amal that is beneficial for the easing of difficulty is to perform ghusl through Islamic way. Before the Jumu'ah Salah, before the Friday prayers, wear clean clothes, and while you're alone, while you're in solitude, recite Ya Allah, Ya Allah 200 times. No matter, including the recitation of Durood-e-Pak once in the beginning and once at the end, no matter how serious the calamity is, no matter how serious the issue is, how serious the problem is, it will disappear, and whatever you will desire will be granted. Inshallah Azza wa Jal.